Well, thank you for giving me this opportunity. As far as the strategy is concerned, I think that it is inappropriate to reveal the Cameroon strategy, given the fact that you have many nations which have accepted to come together to mutualize their efforts, their military equipment, and all other things indispensable to come to terms with this insurgent, violent, extremist Boko Haram. What I can tell you is that the head of state, as you said, has declared war. And as far as Cameroon is concerned, when the head of state declares war against an organization like Boko Haram, now this is the people who have to fight and to overcome and to win this battle. And we are very much pleased to know that you have many other nations, including United States, European Union, France, UK, and China. All those nations have decided to join the five other African nations to fight Boko Haram. So as far as the strategy is concerned, given the fact that BOA is listening all over the world, it is inappropriate to reveal our strategy. I think that you can understand it.
What is the kind of cooperation that Cameroon is having with neighboring Nigeria to combat this Boko Haram terrorism activities in the region?
Well, the two heads of state are talking to each other whenever need be. I can't say every day, but whenever need be, they are in close contact. The ministers of defense in Cameroon and Nigeria, they are in close contact. The military in Cameroon and Nigeria, they are in close contact. They are talking to each other. They are coordinating their actions, not only with Cameroon, but with all other nations in the process. So I think that the climate is very favorable. I can assure you that no stone will be left unturned in the process of fighting and defeating this terrorist group.
What about the issue of intelligence sharing and security cooperation between not only Nigeria and Cameroon, but other nations in the region affected by the terrorism activities of Boko Haram?
We are fighting an asymmetric war against Boko Haram, which means that nobody knows who is Boko Haram, and for the time being, where lies their headquarters, where are their base. That's the reason why I said that we are fighting asymmetric war. But as far as intelligence, as information is concerned, it is indispensable. Nigeria and Cameroon are sharing information. The people in Cameroon, as far as and in Nigeria are concerned, we are sharing information, and it is indispensable to listen to each other, to share this information with the assistance of our friendly countries. I think that, yes, at the end of the day, we shall make it. We will overcome them. No problem. It is just a matter of days, or I don't know, but for sure, they will be overcome and we will defeat them.
There were initial reports that Boko Haram have smuggled some of the school children they abducted in Chibok into Cameroon villages. What information do you have about that, and how is Cameroon strengthening its borders with Nigeria to prevent Boko Haram from using your country to launch attacks against Nigeria or using Nigeria to attack your border towns?
I told you that no stone will be left unturned in the process of protecting our frontier and to prevent what you said from taking place. As far as the girl which was abducted and who today are hostage are concerned, I have always said that they are not in Cameroon, but in case somebody knows where they are located in our nation, believe me, in the days to come, we will take any necessary measure to free them. But what I can tell you right now, we are convinced that they are not in Cameroon. just an allegation, just a rumor, which is spread like wildfire, according to which Cameroon is harboring some of them. It is completely wrong, because up to date, nobody indicate for sure where they might be in Cameroon. So it is wrong. They are not in Cameroon. We are convinced, but in case, let those who know where they are give us this information, and necessary measures will be taken.